ABC, CBS evening programming ignore bombshell whistleblower claims of Hunter Biden's preferential treatment from DOJ. By Wendell Hasebo on June 23, 2023. ABC's World News Tonight and CBS Evening News on Thursday evening ignored the bombshell IRS whistleblower allegations that Hunter Biden received preferential treatment from the Justice Department, DOJ, regarding probes into tax violations. On Thursday morning, House Republicans released transcripts of two IRS whistleblowers, one of whom provided evidence that Joe Biden was present when Hunter Biden pressured a Chinese business partner to send them millions of dollars, Breitbart News reported. A second whistleblower also said the DOJ interfered in the effort to investigate Hunter Biden for tax crimes, although Joe Biden's attorney general recently claimed otherwise. But ABC and CBS Evening News programming ignored the whistleblower's publicly available testimony provided by the House Ways and Means Committee. Their decision to ignore the allegations follows a historical pattern of shielding their viewers from allegations of Biden family wrongdoing. In October 2021, ABC, CBS, and NBC spent 0 seconds reporting on Joe and Hunter Biden's alleged shared bank account, the Republican National Committee's research team found. In June 2022, ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News aired only 298 seconds on Hunter Biden's laptop from Hell story since March 16, when the New York Times confirmed authentication of the laptop, according to Media Research Center. In June, the network news channels ABC, CBS, and NBC spent zero time on the alleged Biden bribery scandal, compared to 291 minutes on the Trump indictment, according to a media watchdog report. In addition, ABC News acknowledged in March the legacy outlet refused to review Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop from hell, all while reporting on the infamous laptop story by printing scoops from Hunter's legal team. According to recent polling, 50% of Americans believe the national media intend to mislead, misinform, and persuade the public, as just 35% say most news organizations can be relied upon. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.